Good morning to all. Today I want to read a very famous passage of Scripture contained in 1 Corinthians 13. This passage will answer the question, what is love? Hear the words of Paul. If I speak in the tongues of men or angels, but I do not have love, I am only a resounding gong or clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have the faith that can move mountains, but I do not have love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor, and give over my body to hardship, that I may boast, but I do not have love, I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no records of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. Love always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. Now, reading this familiar passage may cause you to remember times when preachers read it during a marriage ceremony. But relegating this passage only to love between a husband and a wife does it a disservice. The love Paul speaks of is much greater, is much deeper than romantic love. It represents the kind of love God has for His children. If we look at the life of Jesus and compare it to this passage, we see that Jesus personified every word. You see, Jesus was patient. Jesus was kind. Jesus didn't envy. In fact, Jesus emptied himself, humbled himself to the point of death on a cross. Jesus didn't follow his own desires. Instead, Jesus followed the will of the Father and poured out himself for all of mankind. From the cross, Jesus bled loving forgiveness, even for the people crucifying him. Jesus not only lovingly told the truth, he is the truth. Jesus lovingly shepherded his disciples. With love, he blessed little children. Friends, if you want to truly understand love, all you have to do is look at Jesus. And remember, in Romans 5, the Apostle Paul declared, God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit. Friends, let us pray. Lord, thank you for showing us what love looks like as you walked on the earth. With gratitude for your love, let us show others that kind of love also. But Lord, I can't do it on my own, so please help me. Amen.